Good evening, brothers and sisters, our beloved brothers and sisters. We're here tonight to remember the sacrifice of our loving God, to embrace the cross, who was once the symbol of death, but now has become the symbol of God's love and His justice. If you would stand up with us. The scripture says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us.
Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat.
Jesus paid it all. Oh.
Jesus paid it all to Him my own. Sin had left a crimson stain, He washed it white as snow.
The law required that everything must be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of the blood, there is no forgiveness of our sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes us white as snow. What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No water found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, our Heavenly Father, we are so truly, we don't actually truly understand and comprehend how and why you would sacrifice your only begotten Son, Jesus, to redeem us of eternal death, to endure the physical suffering through trial, humiliation, torture and crucifixion, and to endure the spiritual suffering of bearing our sins of the world upon your shoulder. Thank you for loving us so much and thank you for the gift of life. And thank you for the cross. Thank you, Jesus. May we be reminded each day of our life of the sacrifice you have made for us. And Holy Spirit, may you sanctify us, true and true, so our whole spirit and our soul and our body are kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you give us the desire and the power to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, and to make every effort to live in peace with everyone and keep unity of the body of Christ. May your spirit move among us today as we remember the suffering our Lord Jesus Christ gone through. Lord Jesus, may you walk through these aisles, touch each one of our life, and make us whole again. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the sacrifice you have made for us. Bless this church, Lord. Bless the people, Lord, as we're standing in front of you. May you refresh us. May you charge us. May you use us that we may glorify your name in all the world. And all God's people say, Amen. Amen.